Hello and welcome to the Spring 2020 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Thursday the 2nd of April 2020. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our technician is Susie Litchevik, and my name is Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers as we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording these close by. It's important to tell you that, although every effort has been made to make necessary last-minute changes to this edition, please be aware that it was prepared before the increased spread of coronavirus. The front cover of the magazine is a photograph of a beautiful garden with a green painted summer house and flowers and shrubs growing in borders around an immaculate lawn. The title, in large white lettering, is Fareham Today. Underneath the title, in smaller letters, is written Celebrating 25 Years of Fareham in Bloom. Above the title is written Spring 2020. Turning now to page 2, here is Sean Woodward's message and the magazine contact details. A message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Welcome to the spring issue of Fareham Today. As I write, we are in uncertain times with the coronavirus outbreak. The Council is continuing to follow government advice, and our priority is the health and well-being of our residents. We have taken steps to ensure that we can continue to provide important services and to look after the most vulnerable in our community. As you can see from the cover, this year we celebrate 25 years of Fareham in Bloom. Whether it's the always popular community gardening challenge, giving out free seed packets or planting wildflower meadows, Fareham in Bloom does so much to enhance the appearance of our borough and positively engage with the community. As we look back at some of In Bloom's achievements, I would like to thank all those who have been involved over the years, be they individual residents, businesses, schools or local groups. Special mention must also go to the Council's own horticultural team and the passionate group of In Bloom volunteers. Here's to another 25 years. Speaking of anniversaries, this year we mark 75 years since VE Day, Victory in Europe Day. On the 8th of May 1945, Prime Minister Winston Churchill announced that the war in Europe had ended following Germany's surrender. The government has moved the early May bank holiday to Friday the 8th to mark the occasion and will be supporting events locally. One of our key objectives is to provide more affordable homes for people with low household incomes. With this in mind, I'm pleased to announce an exciting programme of new council home building. The first of these properties will be ready in the next few months. See pages 6 and 7. And there are a number of other important projects in the pipeline. We have information in this issue about changes to parking charges in the borough. From the 1st of April, Hampshire County Council will be taking over the enforcement of on-street parking charges after they ended their agreement with us. There's an explanation of the changes and how they could affect you on page 8. In our last issue, we told you about plans to transform Fareham Hall into a modern community arts and entertainment venue. It is now closed to allow this work to begin. See page 14 for an update. These are just a few of the projects on our agenda for what's set to be another busy year for the borough. Our aim, as always, is to make this a better place to live, work and visit for everyone. So if you have any comments, suggestions or ideas about what we do, please get in touch. Enjoy the spring. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO167AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editorial 01329 824 310. Publicity at fareham.gov.uk. Design Buttercross Creative 01962 866 222. Studio at buttercrosscreative.com. Print Holbrook's Printers 02392 661 485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Due to the higher than expected number of requests for a printed copy of Fareham Today, it has been necessary for name and address details to be shared with a third party. This is solely for print and distribution purposes. If you do not want your data to be shared and would like to opt out of receiving a printed copy, please contact publicity@fareham.gov.uk.